Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Podcast. Welcome back, champion. Hope you enjoyed the interview with my buddy Mark Usyk. Quality guy, quality content. I love anytime I'm talking about the podcast prior to this one. Anytime you can dive into the mind and really understand why it works, how you can. I'm not saying you're not going to have ups and downs. You already know that, okay? But I'm talking about how sometimes you can actually predict your success, and not only, but also when things happen to you. How to react to how they happen to you and why their patterns show up in our lives all the time. Why we always yo-yo and go up and down with our weight. Why we go up and down in our finances. Why we always seem to let the big one get away. And why success is always reserved for other people but not us. And a lot of that is our programming. And I love Mark's analogy in that podcast is, you know, we got a hard drive. And is it possible that you can get a virus in that hard drive? Absolutely it is. Is it possible that the computer could run just a little bit slower? You wouldn't even be none the wiser. But eventually it breaks down. And that's what happens to just about everybody. I know it's happened to me several times in my life when things broke down, finances broke down, relationships broke down, and it was all programming. I had to go back, clean it up, do a defrag, do a disk defrag, and get it all cleaned up again, brand new hard drive. I remember, man, 2015. I remember it was 2015. And I went and bought my new iMac. I had an old, you know, Apple desktop that I bought in 2009. Got me about 6 years, but it was going so slow, so slow. And I would do webinars, and I was doing webinars on my laptop, and I had an older laptop. I had a white MacBook Pro. I think it was a MacBook. Well, you know, with those little white MacBooks that came out right around 2009. And so, you know, I had both of these about 6 years. And I was doing webinars on my laptop, and it was always running hot, and it would get hotter and hotter. You ever have that happen? Like you sit a laptop on your lap, and it feels like, you know, somebody put a hot iron on there after a while, you know, and it was going, and it was so bad that I remember I was doing a GoToWebinar for a podcast course I had sold, and I'm in my office, and I've got the laptop there, and it's burning hot, and everybody's like, what? I can't hear you. What? I can't. And it was terrible. The experience for them was horrible. I said, that's it. I'm done. As soon as that webinar, I apologized to everybody. I gave an additional webinar the very next day. I sent an email out to everybody that paid. I said, hey, you can use that recording, that replay if you want to. It's a pretty shoddy replay. Everybody gets another webinar tomorrow. I'm going over the exact same content, and it's going to be amazing. And I went to the Apple store, and I bought a brand new iMac desktop Apple computer. It was only like $1,000, and I fired that thing up. It had nothing on, no files, nothing. It went boom, right up, turned right on, installed GoToWebinar, did the webinar the next day. It was, I was amazed. I'm like, oh my God, it's going so much faster, you know, and everybody on the other end was, oh, thank you, Sam, this was great, thank you, thank you, thank you. It wasn't anything I did special. I just went out and bought a new computer because it was only $1,000. And I'll be damned if I'm going to deliver subpar material when I already know that there's something better out there. You know, does that make sense? You already know that there's a better life out there, but a lot of the times we just settle. You know, we don't go and trade in that old mindset. We don't go and trade in that old life. We don't trade in just that old pattern, that old paradigm, because we're comfortable. You know, things are okay. I think the worst place to be is not having any tragedy in your life. That sounds pretty sadistic, doesn't it? Like Sam's wishing tragedy in my life. I don't know if tragedy is the right word. Uncomfortableness, adversity, that word I just said prior to that, uncomfortableness, okay? Inside of that is the deadly deadly place to be. I'd rather be flat broke than be comfortable. Because when you're comfortable, like we talked about with Mark on the podcast, you're done. You're done. You don't, you're not creative. You're not, you know, there's no sense of urgency at all. You're just like, oh, this is all right. You know, I'm all right. My worst months happen after my best months financially. They just do. And what if you got comfortable in your relationship? You know, you get married to your spouse, and prior to that, you're engaged. Prior to that, you're dating, you're courting each other. Everything's brand new. You're in love, you know. Hey, I'm texting you. Oh, why? Oh, just because. Hey, here's some flowers. Oh, my gosh. You didn't have to do that. Oh, you're worth it. Like, when was the last time you did that for your wife, guys? You know? Like, when was the last time you came home and said, hey, just because, here you go. You know, here's some flowers, or I was thinking about you. Pick this up, your favorite book, or yeah, I just stopped by work today to say hi, or just stopped home for lunch. You know, guys, when was the last time you made a concerted effort, came home from the office just to have lunch with your wife? You know, just want to be with you. You know, that's all the stuff you did when you were dating. So what'd you do? You got comfortable. Ah, she'll always be there. She's not leaving. You know, she'll be there for me. She loves me. Well, I mean, come on, man. I'm not hoping a divorce on anybody, but I'm just saying, why don't you make it a lot easier? You could have a great relationship and do things just for no reason at all. You know, same thing with your business. I had a great month last month, put the feet up. Well, okay, there's something to be said. You can't go full throttle every day, 24 hours a day. But you could go full throttle for 10 days nonstop. I do it. I put my head down, work nonstop. Now, nonstop for me may be different than other people because I got four kids and I'm actually forced to stop at 3 o'clock every day when our kids get home. But I'm talking about a good 5 to 6 hours, head down, doing nothing but recording, creating content, and doing coaching calls. Like yesterday was a great example. Great example. That interview with Mark was yesterday, sandwiched in between four coaching calls and two other appointments I had on the phone, Zoom calls. That was probably a good 6 to 7 hours of being nothing but on Zoom calls and recording content all day long. And I love it. I love doing it. So today's a little bit less hectic. Still a lot going on business-wise. But where I'm going with all of this, you can put your head down and work nonstop for 5, 6, 8 days. But you got to take a, you got to come up for air because then you'll have no quality of life. But there's nothing wrong with working hard, and then just take the pedal off the metal. What are you know what I'm talking about? Let up on the gas. I sound like Porky Pig. Let up on the gas. Put the brakes on. But some of my worst months, I mean, every time I had a down month financially in business, so I talked about relationships, keeping that going. In finances, it was always after a big month. Oh, man, what an event that was. Woo, boy. Sammy, you crushed it from stage. Put your feet up. Put my feet up. Bank account goes down. Feet up. Money down, feet up, money down. I already know that pattern. I'm on to that pattern though. I know what my worst enemy is. Comfortable. Comfortable kills, and it kills everybody's dream, not just mine, yours, everyone's. Anytime we're feeling really, really good, that's when the enemy's out in the parking lot doing push-ups, thinking about how can I sabotage your dream, man? How can I? Now they're comfortable. What happens? Your guard is what? When you're comfortable, where's your guard? It's down, isn't it? You know, when you're not comfortable, your guard's always up. You got your head on a swivel. You're looking around. What's going on? What's going that way? What's going on? What am I looking at? What's going on up there? You know, always looking for opportunities, always looking for engagement, always looking to take some sort of action. And that, my friend, that is when you're most successful. When your head's on a swivel, you're alert. You're what? You're alert. You're on alert. You know, it's like somebody guarding. You know, you got that that MP, the military police or somebody. They're on alert. You know, they're always on alert, walking around all night long on alert. They see something. What's that? You see an opportunity a bit. What's that? Podcast interview. Get out. Yeah, what's that? Coaching client. What's that over there? Yeah, that's awesome. What's that? Oh, cool. Over there. I can put a new landing page up. Grab some. Awesome. Let's get content over there. What's that? You're always on alert. You know, you should always be on alert looking for opportunities in your business. And if you don't see the opportunities, it's not like they're not there. They're there all day, every day. It's just you're not on alert. You're not looking for it. You're just comfortable. You're kind of going a little bit catatonic. Like, you're just laying on the couch with the remote in your hand. Thinking, you know, it'll come to me. It'll be all right. It'll still be there tomorrow. You ever heard that before? It'll still be there tomorrow. My mom was hilarious. Oh, boy, what a tough old bird, man. She died in 1997. She didn't even have an answering machine. Not only did my mom not have an answering machine, she had a rotary phone. So whenever I was down at her house, the rotary phone. You get you people over the age of 30 right now are like, dude, what the hell are you talking about? Rotary phones, you know? So I go visit my mom. You know, I'd be like, oh my gosh, she still got a rotary phone. No answering machine. So you know what that meant? I was living in Buffalo, New York at the time. I would call, no answer. Could never call between 7 and 8 o'clock at night. Why couldn't you call between 7 and 8 o'clock at night, Sam, during the week? Great question. That's because Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy were on. And you would never, ever, you would never get an answer. My mom, she's sitting right there. Phone's ringing. Nope. Got to solve the puzzle. I'll take an E, Pat. And Jeopardy. That's it. You know, give me moms that never answer the phone for 500, Alex. She would never answer the phone between 7 and 8 o'clock. You might as well not never call. If you could, the phone was just going to ring. She watched Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, religiously every night between 7 and 8. But even when those are, she would just sit there and let the phone ring. Mom, what? Why don't you have an answering machine? She said, well, if it's important enough, they'll do what? You've heard it. If you have elderly parents, or maybe you know somebody also, if it's important, they'll what? They'll call back. I'm like, yeah, but you're making it really difficult for them to get a hold of you. Like, you don't have an answering machine. You don't even know who called. That's okay. They'll call back. Okay. All right. Cool. Awesome. Well, that's most people going through life. That opportunity will be there. And if not, they'll come back. Yeah, prospect will be there tomorrow. I'm just going to kind of put my feet. I'm tired, man. I worked hard yesterday. I'm not saying, I'm not saying you got to work the same amount of work ethic if you put it in yesterday for 12 hours. You don't got to go 12 hours. But, man, let me tell you something. You don't want to assume that piece of business, that prospect, that client, that lead is going to be there tomorrow. And if you don't have any prospects, any leads, any momentum at all, there's a pattern, there's a paradigm, there's something wrong there, because there's business floating around you all day, it's everywhere. I mean, it is everywhere around you, but you're not alert, you're not plugged in. You got to get plugged into that, okay? That's what I wanted to chat with you on the heels of the podcast I just did with Mark. I wanted to come back, circle back around. That was great content, all right? But you know as well as I do, knowledge without any kind of action, what do you got? You got nothing. You just got a really great podcast you can listen to. Man, it's cool. Hey, loved it. Thanks. But what are you going to do with that information now? What are you going to do with that information now that you know how to move forward, being alert, not being comfortable? How are you going to implement that? That's the most important thing, because I talk to so many people, man. They devour podcasts, for example, like crazy. Man, it's a great podcast on getting, you know, running a 6-minute mile. Well, did you go run it? Nah. But I get, as they're, you know, eating their fifth piece of pizza. Nah, I didn't run that yet. Did you get to the gym? Nah, but I'll tell you what, I listen to a lot of health podcasts. Okay. Well, stop listening. Okay. Unless you're going to be listening at the health club. And I'm just saying, that's not a knock on anybody. I don't even have anybody in mind. I'm just saying, people listen to financial podcasts, implement that. Business podcast, implement it. Entrepreneur, health, whatever it is, don't just be this well full of knowledge. That doesn't do anything. Use that knowledge and put it into action, and then you can get the results. Then you can get some, even if it's not the result you desire, you're getting some kind of result. That way you can measure what it is that you want to do moving forward. If all you got is knowledge, that's great. I mean, that's awesome. I guess it beats not having any knowledge, but if you don't do anything with it, you're just sitting around with all that great information without monetizing it. And I'm telling you, I've proven time and again, I got the simplest funnel on the internet right now. Nobody's got a more simple funnel than I do. Podcast, calendar, coaching. Podcast, calendar. By the way, the calendar is launchwithsam.com. And coaching. I work with people one-on-one. Why? Because nobody else wants to. They all want to do the group coaching model. I think that's going to be my next podcast right after this one. I think that's actually a really good topic. You need to do the things nobody else will do or wants to do, and you'll clean up. I'm telling you, you'll clean up in business. Because if nobody else wants to do it, you're the only one left. And when you love to do it, come on, man. Now you got that Saturday money. You got that Saturday money. All right, that's the next show right after this one. All right, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.